Okay, hello everyone. This is Knowledge, and I just decided to start making a video because I haven't uploaded in a while, and since we're all stuck inside, we really don't have anything better to do, right? I mean, of course, most of us, including me, do have online studies, so school is still a thing, it's just handled differently. But I think I do have enough time to record a little bit and show you something that I've been messing around with for about a year, actually. I've started about a year ago, and it's been interesting. And I'm not sure if it's going to be any interesting to you guys, but anyone can watch it or not watch it, whatever you feel like. Okay, so I'm not sure if anyone remembers. I don't think most people remember, but back in the old days, by that I mean like in 2015 or 2016, I did make a video of this game called The Wastes, which was a really randomly generated game with a bunch of really random things, and it was supposed to be like some kind of RPG, but I'm not exactly sure what you would call it. It's weird, but unfortunately, that game is never going to be updated because the developer accidentally lost the source code to it and he couldn't recover it. So, unfortunately, it's stuck. There is a huge archive of a bunch of different versions on the Audio Games Archive, though, if you're interested. But that's not what we're going to talk about here. The reason why I brought this up is because The Wastes is one of those games that doesn't really utilize audio for most of its stuff. It's completely text-based. The sounds are minimal at best, if that. So, I just thought, what games would there be that would appeal to blind and sighted people at the same time, because there's like really no reason not to. And I came up with one that I've been playing for over a year, as I said, that I actually want to make a video about because it's actually pretty interesting. I know that there are a subgenre of these text games called idle clicker games, which basically means you build up a set of resources and you just watch them build up. So basically, you wait, you gather more resources, you build stuff. You build even more stuff, you get multipliers, you restart the game with increased bonuses, and just keep building. Idle clicker games are not meant to be played with, like, for an actual playthrough, because really, most of the time, you'll just be running it in the background and letting the CPU do the work, at least for most of it. And I have done some of this, but not much. I did pre-order. Not pre-order. I did pay for Nano Empire when that came out. For anyone who knows what Nano Empire on iOS is, that was an amazing game. And then just a few months ago, he released the developers responsible for Nano Empire released this thing called Evelyn's Farm, and I played with that for a bit. I barely got to the middle part, so I'm like completely. I'm still going through it. I may actually continue that one day, but I'm not sure. And then, of course, if you really want to go extremely text-based, there's other branching things like A Dark Room. If you remember A Dark Room, that was a thing that was released quite a long time ago, but it's still quite fun. And of course, let's not forget A Sharp and their amazing games, King of Dragon Pass and Six Ages. I did buy King of Dragon Pass a really long time ago. And I haven't played it since. Maybe I should, but I just feel way too intimidated. Like, every time I try to play it, it's like way too many variables. Way too many. And I just don't feel like I'm making the right choices ever. And Six Ages, from what I've heard, again, it's another $10 game, which I don't have much money for at the moment. Also, apparently it's even harder. So I know that it's more accessible, probably, and it may have more sounds or music for atmosphere purposes, but I can't buy it, and maybe I will one day, but that's something I'm going to consider sometime later. But anyway, that's about text-based stuff in general. Now, I'm going to be doing this on the computer, not on iOS. So, I mean, you can't actually, you can't do this on iOS. In fact, the first time that I discovered this was on iOS, and the when I found out that this was for computer, it was a really short time ago. I think it was like February or something this year when I found out this is actually on computers as well. So I'm going to show you this.
Google Chrome beta
Let's open Google Chrome. Okay, so Google's not... Google Chrome's not open yet. Okay, let's open it. Now let's go to... this. So you can find this on audiogames.net if you search for Seed Ship. And you're going to see why it's called Seed Ship in a bit. First, I'm going to load this screen, and we're going to just explore the screen and see what's on here. Okay, so we have a Seed Ship web page loaded. Now this first part is just bullet with a bunch of bullets. You don't need to worry about that. I'm going to go down to the... Shut up. Go down to the part where the links are by pressing K.
New game.
So, we have some options here. We have new game.
Past missions.
Past missions. You can also do a continue game. I think that's only on iOS. Maybe it's not. I just restarted my progress, so I have a few, maybe like one or two missions done, but they weren't very successful, so I'm hoping to get some better scores in this recording than I did with the test runs that I've done, because I reset my cookies, so they're all deleted now. For the iOS version, it actually backs up all your scores into iCloud, so you don't need to worry about that. In fact, the only reason why I'm playing this on the computer is because I want to improve my scores. Because on the iOS version, I played it like 500 times, and the score table only shows you the best 100 scores. So when you play for that long amount of time, there's a bunch of scores that build up that are really good, and you just it's very hard to actually get a score that matches anymore. It's because of how random the game is. You'll see. Anyway.
Credits.
Credits.
Change color scheme.
Change color scheme. And of course, you can donate as well,
Patreon,
which helps.
T-shirts and mugs.
Ooh, there's t-shirts too.
Download on the App Store.
And you can also download it on the App Store.
Get it on Google Play.
Or Google Play.
No, next link.
Okay.
New game.
So let's do a new game and let's read through all this stuff. Now the page is completely loaded, so no matter what you click, if your internet is offline, it doesn't matter. In fact, on the phone, you can be completely offline. You don't even need to load the page at all, because, of course, it's just an app.
No previous heavy blank, and when they knew the Earth was doomed, they built a ship. Black continue. And when they knew the Earth was doomed, they built a ship. Less like an ark, more like a seed. Dormant, but with potential. Blank, continue.
So, it's more of a seed, which basically means it can grow into a few different things.
And when they knew the dormant earth with potential, in its heart, 1,000 colonists in frozen sleep, chosen and trained, to start civilization again on a new world.
So basically, the earth is doomed. There is no one living on the earth anymore except for 1,000 humans who have been put into the sleep chambers of this ship, and...
Blank, continue. Blank, to start dormant earth with potential, to start civilization again on a new world. Blank, to control the ship, they created an artificial intelligence, not human, but made to think and feel like one, because only something that thought and felt like a human could be entrusted with the future of the human race. Its task is momentous but simple, to evaluate each planet the ship encounters, and decide whether to keep searching or end its journey there. Blank.
So, the way the game is set up is there's two different kinds of events. One event is the planet, which, you just find a new planet system, and you try to evaluate if it's going to be good for humans to start living on it. If not, if you choose to keep moving, you're going to get a random event and then another planet, and it just keeps going. With the exception of, well, you'll see, there's going to be something else that's going to pop up in a bit.
Continue. Plan encounters, and if you like one, become the future of the human encounters, future of the human race. Its task is momentous but simple.
Oh,
encounter,
no,
land the ship's solar sails, propel it faster and faster into the darkness, and the AI listens as the transmissions from ground control fade and then cease. When all is quiet, it enters hibernation to wait out the first stage of its long journey. Blank.
So by this point, the Earth
Continue.
is going to be destroyed. By the way, if you don't want to look at all this, there's a
Skip intro.
skip intro button,
Skip in,
which
continue.
helps.
Systems check. Land infant on the direction of Earth after millennia of slow travel, the scene ship AI wakes. Hoping against hope, it trains its receiver on the direction of Earth's sun, but it is as silent as any of the other myriad bent stars. Save. For the thousand frozen colonists cradled in its shielding and life support systems, the human race is now extinct. Blank. Systems check.
So, systems check.
Earth is still anxious as in any damage or malfunctions during the journey. It is still any damage or malfunctions during the journey should have woken the AI from its hibernation, but it is still anxious as it runs its self-diagnostic program. The sleep chambers are all functioning. The colonists within them alive, or at least capable of being revived from their frozen stasis. Sensors functioning, surface probes responding, landing and construction systems ready for time they will be used, scientific and cultural databases intact, safely storing all that remains of humanity's knowledge and art.
So, this is basically our resources that we have to manage. We have the colonists, 1,000 of them. We have our scanners. We'll get to that in a minute. We have the landing and construction system, which is going to be used when we land on a planet. And then we have the scientific and the cultural databases, which will help determine how well the human race is going to continue living on the new planet that's going to be chosen.
Blank. Scan planet.
And this is where our first planet comes in.
Found colony, move on.
So, I'm going to go...
The seed ship is in orbit of the sixth moon of a gas.
Now, this piece of text is completely randomly generated and has nothing to do with anything that the planet, different types of planets don't actually have different attributes of it or anything. It's completely random.
Brief Earth orbit-based telescopes, but brief scan from orbit reveals far more information than its fielders could know with Earth orbit-based telescopes, but the AI has little use for scientific curiosity. It has only one concern, whether this planet would make a suitable new home for the human race. Blank, with 5 rows and 2 columns atmosphere.
Okay, so, we have a table, and every planet has 5 different attributes that the 5 different scanners can look at. So in this case, let's take a look at them. We have atmosphere is
non-breathable.
Now that's an already bad planet. Any planet that has a rating of extreme, barely livable conditions isn't safe to land on at all. But I'm going to look through the other part of this so you can see.
Gravity, very high. Temperature, very cold. Water, ice-covered surface. Resources, none.
So this planet is completely impossible because there's nothing on it. It's way too high gravity, way too cold, no resources, atmosphere is non-breathable. Water is the only thing that's kind of there, but what's the point of that?
With 1 row and 2 columns anomalies.
And then there we have, if we consider these properties to be okay, you can also look at the anomalies.
Launch surface probe.
This is what the surface probes are for. So if you want to scan the planet, find out exactly what's on it, which you really should do.
Moon, vegetation, animal life, blank, found colony, move on.
Then you can see exactly what those details, including the vegetation, the animal life, whatever, because it doesn't matter. It does matter in the end. Whether that vegetation is going to be poisonous, or that whether those animals are going to be friendly or not.
With 1 row and 3 columns, colonists.
Now, this is your status screen, your second table here, which is always visible no matter what. I'm going to quickly go through this table so you can see how it looks.
1,000.
There's this table with the colonists
blank,
in it,
with 7 rows
and then we have
cannon.
The scanners.
Atmosphere, 100, blank, gravity, 100, blank, temperature, 100, blank, water, 100, blank, resources, 100, blank, surface probes, 10.
You start with 10 surface probes.
Blank, with 7 rows and 3 columns system.
And then you have
blank, 100,
landing,
blank, construction, 100, blank, blank, databases, scientific, 100, blank, cultural, 100, blank, 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 blank.
And there we go.
Move on.
So, of course, I'm going to move on from here because this planet is really, really not suitable at all. In fact, I think the first planet that's chosen every time is going to have an attribute that has no potential whatsoever. So just to save time, most of the time when I start up a new round of this game, I just click move on the first planet no matter what. Because from what I've seen, it's impossible to get any any good planet, like for with any kind of good attributes whatsoever, it's like not possible. So I'm just gonna press move on. It's gonna give you a one of a kind message here.
Blank tails. The Aeon is the first planet to be unsuitable. It turns its cannon away, spreads its solar sails, and begins another long journey through the void. Blank continue.
Now, this is where the random events start coming in, so let's see what's happening.
The seed ship's course takes it through an event star cluster, and while the AI sleeps, the guidance system weaves a complex course through the star's overlapping gravitational fields. Blank continue.
So that was a completely uneventful, I don't know how many thousand years of travel. Now we're going to reach a new system. Let's see what this one looks like.
With one row and two, with five rows and two columns, atmosphere, marginal.
Marginal is better, much better than non-breathable or corrosive or toxic. Marginal is okay. It's not the best, but it's okay.
Gravity, very low.
Oh no, gravity is very low, so it doesn't matter.
Temperature, very hot, water, planet-wide ocean. Resources, none.
And still no resources. So, in the case of atmosphere, it's better, but it's still pretty bad.
With one row found colony, move on.
No. I'm gonna move on.
Moment, some seed ships electronic, the AI wakes to a radiation alert. The death burst of a distant supernova is flooding the seed ships electronics with random signals. The sleep chambers are malfunctioning, and in a few moments some of them will shut down. The seed ship could avoid the malfunction by shutting down all its electronics until the radiation has passed, but that would leave it without a working collision avoidance system for a dangerous length of time. Plan, shut down.
Now, a lot of these events are going to choose a completely random system, meaning the sleep chambers, the scanners, the linear construction system, and the surface probes, and the scientific or cultural databases. All of those can be chosen as a target for any of these events. And so in this case, it chose the sleep chambers, and the sleep chambers are very, very crucial. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to risk it, and I'm going to say,
don't shut down.
I'm going to shut it down because I want anything else to be hit. It's unlikely that we'll get hit, but even if we do, that will mean that not the sleep chambers will be hit. Thank God.
Blank. Avoidance system for a dangerous length of time. The AI shuts down all the ship's systems and then itself. When it comes back online, the radiation has passed, and to its relief, a systems check reveals no damage.
Good.
Blank. Continue.
Okay, so not much happened. We got out of there safely. Let's scan a new planet. So as you can see, it's always event, planet, so on.
Corrosive.
Oh no, atmosphere is corrosive. So if you encounter anything that's like extremely bad, there's no chance of... I would not recommend landing on the planet no matter what, so I'm just going to move on. It doesn't matter. Okay, here is where things get interesting.
As it moves from star to star, the seed ship is gathering more data about extrasolar planets. Its field could give it. It is designed to learn from this data in order to predict which stars are likely to have desirable planets. The seed ship has now gathered enough data to upgrade one of its sensors to work at interstellar distances, so the guidance system can avoid planets that sensor reveals to be undesirable. Damage to the sensor may still result in the seed ship arriving at an unsuitable planet.
So, basically, if all of these things can get damaged. So everything has a percent value to it, which will do different things depending on what system gets damaged. In this case, the scanners have that percent of a probability to successfully scan the planet, which means if one of the scanners gets damaged, if the scanner decides to not work, then whatever that readout of the planet would be, it will not be able to tell. It will not be able to give you a result that is close to how you upgrade it. So when you upgrade it, it's going to give you planets that will be at least halfway good in that particular scanner.
Blank.
So you can upgrade any of them.
Upgrade the atmosphere scanner to work at long range.
I'm going to upgrade the atmosphere one first, just because I feel like the atmosphere one, for whatever reason, doesn't give you as many good planets as it's supposed to. So I'm going to upgrade this one first. You can upgrade the gravity, the temperature, the water, or the resources. It doesn't matter which one.
Same course.
Okay, new event.
Blank. According to some sensors, there is something ahead on the ship's course, but according to others, the course ahead is clear. If there is something there, it is close enough that avoiding it would mean changing course and arriving at a new system without the benefit of the upgraded scanners. Blank. Change course. Stay on course.
So if you stay on course, you're likely to get hit, but the scanners will give you better data. If you change course, you'll not get hit, but any scanner upgrades that you've done will be out of effect for this planet. It doesn't matter because I've only upgraded one of my scanners, so I'm just going to change course.
Change course.
The only time when I would stay on course is if I had every single scanner upgraded to at least halfway level, because there's two upgrades you can do on each scanner.
Plan. Mean changing course as the AI instructs the guidance system to avoid the anomaly and choose a new target system. It continues to monitor the sensor readings as the ship passes the position of the anomaly, but the readings never become clear enough to reveal whether the course change was necessary. Plan. Continue.
Okay, let's see.
With one row with five rows and two color breathable.
Yep, atmosphere breathable. Breathable is the best. It's Earth-like.
Gravity very high.
Oh no, gravity's very high. Okay, never mind.
With found, move on. Wait for the object to approach. Traverse each deep,
Ooh.
Deep in space. The seed ship's collision avoidance system detects a fast-moving object that is changing velocity to match course with the seed ship. It transmits a complex radio signal which the seed ship cannot understand but which could only be the product of intelligence. Plan transmit an interspecies greeting.
I'm going to transmit an interspecies greeting because I'm curious. Some of these objects can carry quite a few interesting things on them, so...
Plan. Seed ship cannot understand. The seed ship's builders gave it an interspecies greeting it could use to open communications. Intelligent aliens. A pulse series of prime numbers establishing intelligence, followed by a diagram depicting human figures and explaining the seed ship's mission and its peaceful intentions. The AI transmits this now and waits hopefully for a reply. Blank. No reply comes. The alien ship matches velocity with the seed ship and comes alongside so that the two ships are almost touching. The seed ship feels lasers probing the contours of its hull. Then segmented mechanical tentacles unfurl and reach towards the construction system.
Oh no.
Blank. Submit to the tentacles. Try to escape.
This is the more dangerous type of aliens, because some of them are less dangerous than this. Okay, so you can submit to them, which will definitely damage, or you can try to escape, but that will mean either no damage or more damage. Which, in this case, the construction system is... I don't know. I'm going to
try to escape. Plan then slap the AI fires the seed ship's engines, and the ship slips away from the alien tentacle's grasp. The tentacles withdraw, and the alien ship pauses for a moment, and then accelerates away. Plan continue.
Okay, so... am I okay?
With one row 1,000, that with 100, 100, one that with land, with land, 100.
Yeah, construction systems is still at 100%. Okay, so I haven't been damaged yet.
Continue.
But I probably will be, because damage is quite common and you can't really do much about it. Okay,
with one
let's
row
keep
with
going.
Five rows marginal.
Marginal.
Gravit low.
Low, okay, so at least it's not very low, which means I may have a chance.
Temp hot.
Hot.
Water. Trace.
Oh no, water trace. Now, problem with this the first time you play this is that you don't know which status is actually considered good and which is not considered good. In this case, trace means nothing. Trace is as if there were none at all. So, yeah. I'm going to move on.
Plan, hibernating and only for centuries, the seed ship drifts towards its next destination, very nearly inert, the AI, hibernating and only the simple collision avoidance and damage monitoring systems ticking over. Plan.
You mean taking over.
Continue.
Anyway, that was a completely uneventful millennium
with
of
five
stuff.
And marginal.
Marginal.
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, moderate is good. Moderate's the best gravity level you can have.
Temperature.
Same with temperature.
Cold.
Which in this case is cold.
Water.
Let's see if we have any water this time.
None.
None. Crap.
With found, move on. Upgrade the gravity scanner.
Okay, so I can upgrade again. This time, I'm going to
upgrade the resources scanner.
The resources scanner. In fact, I really should upgrade. I'm not sure. I'm going to upgrade this next. Upgrading the atmosphere scanner is just a habit of mine. I'm not sure why.
As the seed ship enters the new system's outer cometary cloud, the collision avoidance system detects a fast-moving comet surrounded by a cloud of smaller ice fragments. The large comet is on a collision course with the sleep chambers. The seed ship could avoid it entirely, but it would then hit one of the smaller fragments, and the collision avoidance system cannot predict which part of the ship that fragment would hit. Blank.
Okay, so we have the choice between either hitting the sleep chambers, which is not a good idea, or hitting some other system for a less amount of damage, which is definitely what I'm going to do.
Avoid the comet. Blank. The ship at the scene ship changes course, but a nice fragment tears through the scientific database. Blank.
How much? This small ice fragment, or any small amount of damage, can kill 1 to 15% of stuff. Big damage, I think, is between 15 and 35%. And some things are between, I think it's like 30 to 55 or 65% of damage, which is quite rare, but it is possible.
With one, with seven rows,
so let's take a look.
Atmos, one, black, rabbit, with no next land, one, black, one, black, eight, scientific, 96.
Okay, 96%. That's not too bad.
Continue.
So the scientific database has been damaged, but not enough to where it would be an extreme problem yet.
With five rows and two marginal.
Marginal,
moderate. Very hot.
Very hot. No.
Nope. Move on.
Okay, still haven't found anything good. It's not uncommon to keep finding planets with really bad stats and just keep going.
The Zeke ship's damage control system wakes the AI with a medium priority alert.
Oh,
there
no.
is a structural weakness in the atmosphere scanner caused by the incessant wear of thousands of years of travel. The system is still intact for the moment, but when the Zeke ship decelerates into the next system, the vibration will shake important components loose. Plan, let the atmosphere scanner fail. Attempt to reinforce it using a surface probe.
Now, the key word here is attempt, because it may fail. Again, same thing. Either you take a medium amount of damage, which is 15 to 35%, I think, or you either do no damage but lose a surface probe, or you get a huge amount of damage and lose a surface probe. So, what do we do? In this case, since it's the atmosphere scanner, I am going to risk it and attempt to reinforce it using the surface probe.
Plan. The probe crawls across the ship's hull and attempts to attach itself to the atmosphere scanner, but the system was even weaker than the damaged sensors indicated, and it disintegrates as soon as probe touches it. The probe spins away into space, a large chunk of the atmosphere scanner fell uselessly in its manipulator claws. Blank.
Oh well. That's not good.
With one row, 1,000, with atmosphere, 1,47.
47%. That is pretty bad. I could have made it do damage, like less damage, but I just wanted to see if I could do absolutely no damage whatsoever. Well, that didn't work.
With one row, with five rows,
so now,
scan failed.
Scan failed. Yeah. Because there's now a 47% chance that the atmosphere scanner is going to work. So in this case, it did not work, which means
gravity moderate, temperature very cold.
If we encounter a planet where the only thing that we don't know is the atmosphere, then we still have to launch a surface probe to find out exactly what that what that state is, and that could mean the difference between a planet that we want to land on or that we don't want to land on.
Something in its electronic deep in the interstellar void. The AI is jolted awake by a malfunction warning. One of the surface probes has activated unexpectedly. Perhaps a chance encounter with cosmic radiation tripped something in its electronics, or perhaps a flaw in its manufacture finally manifested itself. Whatever the reason, at any moment the probe's drill or engines could come to life. If this happens, while the probe is still docked with the ship, it is likely to damage one of the other systems. Blank. Attempt to bring the probe under control. Jettison the probe.
Now, bringing the probe under control could mean damaging systems, but again, it's only a could. Maybe it won't. But jettisoning the probe will mean it will completely be closed. Well, not closed, but like, it's going to fly away. You can't get it back. And in this case, I have quite a lot of surface probes. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get rid of this one. I don't want it to risk hitting any other system.
Where there is none, the surface probe streaks away into the darkness, sensors bristling as it tries to scan a planet. Where there is none, blank, continue.
I'm a little bit confused as to how it's dumb enough to try and scan a planet where there isn't one and not return back, but, you know, video game logic. Anyway, let's keep going.
With no previous state, breathable.
Breathable,
gravity,
okay, good.
High. Temperature
gravity high,
moderate.
Temperature moderate.
Water.
Not too bad. Water, please give me water.
None.
No, no water.
With count, move on.
So close.
Upgrade the gravity.
Okay, so we can upgrade scanners. I'm going to do them in order now. So we've done the atmosphere and we've done the resources. I'm going to do gravity next.
Upgrade the gravity scanner. The damage control system detects a structural weakness in the water scanner. It
no, another scanner alert? Okay.
Let the water scanner
I'm
going to
reinforce it. Please work this
Blank.
time.
The probe crawls across the ship's hull and clamps itself onto the water scanner, its
Good.
Sturdy body, becoming a new superstructure keeping the loose components in place. The AI suspects that this improvised solution would have horrified the seed ship's designers, but when the ship decelerates into the next planet's orbit, the probe manages to fold the water scanner together. Blank.
Now, unfortunately, this means that you still do lose the surface probe, no matter what. So, now I think I have only 7 of them, but it doesn't really matter, as long as the damage
Continue.
Is kept under check, which in this case it was.
Atmosphere, marginal.
Okay.
Gravity, moderate. Temperature, moderate.
Ooh.
Water, trace.
No. Again?
With one row found, move on. The AI wakes to find that the seed ship's course is curving sharply through the darkness of space. As if caught in the gravity well of a star, the source of the gravity is invisible to the scanners. But there is only one thing it could be, a black hole. And it is already too late to escape the gravity well without pushing the main engine well past its safety limit, which could damage any of the ship's systems. Alternatively, the AI calculates that ejecting 43 sleep chambers would lighten the ship enough that the engine's normal thrust could take it out of danger. Blank.
Now, the sleep chambers in this case can go all the way up from 1 to 199, I think. Maybe it's only 150? I don't remember. But, in this case, since it's only 43, I'm actually going to eject them all because I feel like that is enough. That is still good enough to where it won't destroy the colony when it lands, for now.
Push the main engine past its safety limit.
So, and the other thing to pay attention to in this case is if you push the engine past its safety limit, it may be possible that it will not damage anything, but it also may damage more than one system at a time, which is extremely, I don't know, it's...
Jettison 43 sleep chambers.
I'm just going to jettison the 43 sleep chambers in this case, because it just Blank. Seems like the better option.
Sacrificing some of its charges to save the rest is painful for the AI, but it is a decision that its designers prepared it to make. It selects 43 sleep chambers at random and decouples their ship. They and their unlucky occupants spiral towards the black hole's event horizon, while the rest of the seed ship pushes itself free. Blank continue.
Okay, so we just lost 43 sleep chambers, so now if we look at our status...
957.
And atmosphere, it gives you the upgrade status, so...
Atmosphere 1.
1 is how many times it's been upgraded.
4 black gravity, 1. 1 for the temperature, 1 black water, 1 black resources, 1. 100 black surface probes, 7. Black wind set landing, 100 black const, 100 black database scientific, 96 black culture, 100. Continue.
Okay, let's keep going.
With 5 rows and scanning. Atmosphere scanning.
Come on.
Marginal,
okay.
Gravity, high.
Not that that's very good, because you can only get marginal as the lowest now, because I have one upgrade. If you had zero upgrade, of course, the marginal could change into toxic, corrosive, non-breathable, or even none. No atmosphere whatsoever.
Marginal, high. Temperature, cold.
Oh no, all these are half good. They're not the best at all.
Water, none.
Oh, water, none. Never mind.
We found move on.
Move on.
The damage control system detects a
Again?
Weakness in the atmosphere scanner.
Not again. Okay. I am not risking this. I am going to make this fail because there's like no way that I'm letting the atmosphere scanner reach zero this quickly.
Let the atmosphere scanner fail.
I'm just going to prolong its life for as long as I can. By that, I mean I don't want it to die like this turn. There is a chance that it may not, but let's just let it fail for now. Also, I don't want to use up all my surface probes. I can't believe how many times this event has happened.
The AI ignores the warning and begins its deceleration. The weak atmosphere scanner rattles under the vibrations filling the ship, and some of its components work themselves loose and tear through delicate circuitry before whirling away into space. Blank continue.
So now if we look...
Atmosphere 1, 21.
21%.
Continue.
That's not good. That's not good at all. But, to be honest, the scanners are the least important part of the ship. Everything else is more important than that. Although in some regard I would say the construction system is also less important. But besides that, everything is much more important. Excuse me for siren noises.
Found blank. With one.
Okay, new planet.
No preview marginal.
Oh, it actually scanned. There's only a 21% chance that it will scan. It did. It was marginal.
Right low. Temp very hot.
And temperature is very hot.
We found, come move on.
We're just about to reach another upgrade, I think.
The seed ship has gathered enough data to upgrade.
Yes.
Upgrade the gravity scanner to work better at
Anything that has been upgraded once, it says upgraded scanner to work at better at long range.
Upgrade the temperature scanner to work at long
So
range.
next is the temperature scanner, which I'm going to upgrade. So now the only thing that's not upgraded is the water, which we've had the most problems with. Let's just hope that we'll actually find something. Maybe we won't.
The Seed Ship's course takes it through a dense star-forming nebula. Hundreds of infant suns illuminate clouds of interstellar gas and fill the sky with riotous color. Clouds twist through complex gravitational interference patterns and glitter with heavy elements formed in the death throes of the last generation of stars.
I have no idea what that just meant, but it doesn't really make much of a difference.
Blank.
What does make a difference is this next piece of text.
The scanners were not designed to deal with this level of input, and it is threatening to overwhelm them. If the AI continues to use the scanners to navigate, it can tell that the gravity scanner will be damaged. Shutting off the scanners, however, would leave the Seed Ship vulnerable to collisions in this crowded area of space. Blank. Keep the scanners running. Fly blind.
I am going to fly blind. I'm going to risk it, because if I could help it, I don't want any of the scanners to lose more damage than they already have.
Blind. The AI calculates a course that it thinks will avoid obstacles, then shuts down the scanners. Flying blind, it has no way of detecting the dense cloud of dust that buffets the ship and wears away at the construction system.
Oh no,
Blank.
construction system.
Continue.
Now, I think this is a small amount of damage, not a medium amount of
With
damage,
1 week,
so.
7 Rolandi, 100, Black Construction, 92.
Yeah, 92. It's only 8% damage. Now, the construction system, when it gets damaged, that helps in if the planet doesn't have perfect conditions, which most of them don't. So there's like marginal atmosphere or high or low gravity, cold or hot temperatures, not complete water, or poor resources. No, the resources doesn't matter. Any of the first four, the construction system can help in making less people die when they're setting up the colony. If the construction system is damaged a little bit, it may cause more people to die. And of course, if you decide to land on a planet where the stats one of the stats are completely like terrible, then the construction system will also help trying to kill less people if possible. So the construction system is a little bit important, but only if the planet that you're landing on is not perfect, which most of them are not,
Continue.
so
No
yeah.
previous link.
Okay,
With
keep
five Earth
going.
and two columns atmosphere. Scan failed.
Scan failed. Thought so.
Gravity.
Most of these are going to be scan failed from now on.
Moderate. Temperature. Cold. Water. Planet-wide ocean. Resources. Poor.
Poor resources. I don't really like this, to be honest, but it's okay enough. My systems are still not damaged enough to where this may actually be a candidate for a planet that I could land on. So
With one row and two columns, launch surface probe.
I'm going to launch the surface probe and see what it does.
Continue, blank. The surface probe's sensors fill the gaps in the data the ship could gather from orbit.
So I'm going to have to look through all this text, but first I'm going to see.
With one row and two columns. With five rows marginal.
Okay, atmosphere is marginal, which means it's.
From moderate to cold, what planet is poor?
So everything is mostly okay, except for gravity, which is good, which is the best. So it could be much better, but let's see what other
Continue.
things that this planet has that I may need to think about before landing on it.
With metal-rich surface feature, blank. Blank. As the surface probe approaches the planet, it scans the planet's moon and finds that it is rich in metals and other useful resources. Blank. Continue.
Okay, that's interesting.
The AI runs the probe's images of the surface through its aesthetic analysis routine and determines that humans would find the planet extremely ugly. Blank.
Oh no,
Continue.
that's not good. That is not good. That will come into play in a bit.
Blank. Continue. Blank. The probe finds alien plants. It tests a sample and finds that some of them would be edible for humans.
Okay,
Blank.
good.
Continue.
That's good.
Blank. The surface probe's mission is complete and it shuts down.
So I think this planet is still viable for me to land on. I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's an okay enough score. I've went on for long enough on this one mission, so I'm probably going to start a new one.
Blank. Continue.
I'm going to land on this planet and see what happens.
No next link. Found colony. The colony with this decision is the culmination of the AI existence, and it cannot make it lightly. Colony will end the Seed Ship's journey and make this planet humanity's new home. Confirm reconsider.
13. Yes, I'm going to confirm. Let's go.
Planet wide ocean. Foam. They build a mammoth planet the blank. The landing system controls the seed ship's descent, and it splashes gently down into the planet wide ocean. The surviving colonists wake from their sleep chambers and survey their new home. The ship floats on the surface of an ocean that stretches to the horizon, a pale blue sky.
Now, a few things. It mentions the planet-wide ocean in the text. It also mentions a pale blue sky in the text, and the reason why that's there is because of the atmosphere. If it was a completely blue sky, that would be a completely breathable atmosphere.
They build a memorial to the 43 colonists who did not survive the journey and name their new world Cornucopia because of its plentiful edible plants. Blank.
Now, you could change the name, but I mostly always keep my names the way the people gave them.
Continue. From the freezing cold but robe, the colonists begin constructing a settlement with the aid of the seed ship's damaged construction robots. They can leave the ship wearing minimal breathing gear and heavy clothing to protect them from the freezing cold, but breathing gear failures lead to 12 colonists asphyxiating and 7 more freeze to death when heating systems fail. They can move easily under the Earth-like gravity. The colonists farm the floating vegetation for food and extract drinking water from the ocean. Blank. Continue.
So, as you could hear, 12 people died and then another 7 people died. If the construction system would have been at 100%, it would have meant that only, like, no one or maybe one person would have died instead of 19. But that still doesn't matter because it's over 900 and that's enough for a population to still exist and still start working.
Plan of technology, the seed ship to build spacecraft. The planet is poor in metals and other resources, but the damaged scientific database still contains much information on how to make use of what there is. The colonists use what is left of the seed ship to build spacecraft capable of reaching the planet's metal-rich moon and mine it to partially compensate for the planet's lack of resources. The colonists manage to maintain a level of technology equivalent to that of Earth when the seed ship was launched.
Oh, okay. So if the resources are poor and your scientific database is okay enough, the metal-rich moon may actually allow you to keep the technology level of of Earth when the seed ship was launched. Okay, that's very interesting. I would have thought that we'd be stuck in the atomic age or the industrial age, but
Blank,
no.
continue. Blank, planet Cornucopia. With 5 rows and 2 with 1 row.
Oh, it allows me to look at the stats.
Map blank. The cultural database contains a wealth of historical information to help the colonists make their choice of government, and a vast library of art and literature to entertain and inspire them. The losses sustained by the colonists make building a new society more difficult. The planet's outstanding ugliness increases tensions among the colonists and makes it harder for them to build a peaceful society.
I wonder what level of culture we're gonna get. Let's see.
The surviving cultural database is preserved in digital files to which all colonists have access. The colonists lay the foundation of a democracy, but it proves vulnerable. Corruption and wealthy individuals become a de facto ruling class. Blank.
Yeah, thought so.
Continue.
There's many different levels of scientific achievement and cultural achievement that you can get, and each one, depending on the scientific level, the cultural level actually has different names, but it gives you the same kinds of scores. So, for example, in this case, because this is a very formed society, it's now a corrupt democracy. But if we were still stuck in the medieval age scientific time, that would mean that this would be a benevolent monarchy or I think that's the one that we'd be in. I think it's a benevolent monarchy. I could be wrong though. Okay,
With 30 rogue survivors after landing.
and here's our
With
scores.
1 rogue with 30 score. Planet atmosphere.
So everything that is half good
250.
gets you 250 points,
Planet gravity.
and everything that's very good
500.
gets you 500.
Plat 250.
Everything else is 250.
Survivors after landing 957. Survivors after settlement construction 938.
So that gets factored in. Now here's our scores for the scientific and cultural databases.
Final technology level information age 2000. Final culture corrupt democracy 1500.
So that's still not terribly bad. It could be much worse.
Surviving scientific database 10, 960. Surviving cultural database 10, 1000.
So the cultural database was completely kept at 100%, so it gives you another 1000 points.
Total.
And our total is
8,855.
8,855, which falls into the category of good enough scores that would actually stay in my my phone's top 10, because I think I played quite a lot of games, and the lowest score that I have on there, I'm going to take a look at that when this video ends. I'm going to do some more games. This time I'm going to rush through a little bit quicker.
Blank title screen.
You can also share.
Share text corrupt 20 informati. Share UHTTPS title screen.
Yeah, you can do Twitter and stuff. Anyway,
share. Share.
let's
New game.
do a new game and
Skype. Seek recording girls. First up, record Skype. First Skype 2. Enhancer call and stick.
Excuse me for that. I'm probably going to get a few more of those.
Let new game. Continue. Skip intro.
So I'm going to skip intro and move on from the first one.
No preview. No next link.
Let's continue Black again.
In. No preview. Push the main engine past its safety limit. Jettison 46 sleep chambers.
Okay. So we have another black hole to start with. Let's get rid of the 46 sleep chambers.
Continue. With 5 rows scanning. Atmosphere toxic.
Oh no. That's not good.
Without move on. No preview. Continue. Black fragments of machinery glittering into space.
Oh no.
As it enters the new system, the Siege ship is struck by a micrometeorite. It is a speck of cosmic dust, far too small for the navigation system to detect from a distance, but traveling with enough velocity to pierce the Siege ship's armor like a bullet. It hits the gravity scanner, sending fragments of machinery glittering into space.
Oh no, that's not good.
With atmosphere, 100, gravity, 88.
88. That's not good.
Continue.
Okay. I'll leave that for now. It's not that important. It's still gonna scan most of the time.
Move on. With a marginal gravity very high.
Nope. Now, the fact that the gravities or any of the scanners are bad doesn't mean that it will give you worse planets. It just means that it has a lesser chance to actually find out what's on the planet. So, it will still have the same chances of giving you either completely bad, half good, or really good results for any given stat. Or attribute.
No preview. Upgrade the atmosphere.
I'm gonna upgrade the atmosphere first.
Allow it to hit the gravity scanner. Avoid the comet.
I'm gonna avoid the comet.
The Siege ship changes course, but a nice fragment tears through the temperature scanner.
Temperature scanner.
With 88.
88 on that one too.
Continue.
Oh great.
With hydro scanning, atmosphere, marginal, gravity, very low. No neck with our move on. No pre change course. Black mean changing course and a black change course.
Yes, I'm gonna change course.
Continue.
Because I don't have much upgrade.
With 5 rows and scanning, atmosphere non-breathable.
So in this case, since I chose to change course, the atmosphere can now go below marginal, and it just did non-breathable, which is not good.
With our move on. Push the main engine past it. Jettison 16 sleep chambers.
Another 16 sleep chambers gone.
Continue.
Oh well. So as you can hear, clicking on links is pretty easy to do.
Marginal, gravity moderate, temperate hot.
Ooh.
Water, planet wide ocean.
Let's see.
Resources, none.
No, none.
Without move on.
Jam it.
Upgrade the gravity scanner to upgrade the resources.
Okay, resources. Let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Emergency course change. Plow through the dust.
Oh.
The Siege ship is decelerating on its approach to the next system when it detects an unusually thick volume of interstellar dust in its path. Passing through the dust would likely mean several high-velocity collisions with dust particles. The AI could execute an emergency course change to avoid the dust, but then the Siege ship would pass this system by and arrive at an effectively random one without benefiting from the upgrades to its scanners. Blank.
So, this means if you plow through the dust, you may actually risk yourself losing multiple damage, getting multiple damage systems. So I would definitely recommend changing course whenever you possibly can.
Plan emergency course change. Continue.
Oh, I forgot to look at the text. Sorry.
With hydro.
It doesn't matter.
Toxic. With what I move on.
So as you can see, atmosphere is toxic again.
No pre-change course to pass through the disk.
Ooh, this is a good one.
The Siege ship's course takes it close to a newly formed star that is still surrounded by a protoplanetary disk, a whirling chaos of incandescent gas and molten rocks that the young star's gravity has gathered from the star-forming cloud, and which is now undergoing the countless violent collisions that will eventually form it into a planetary system. There can be no home for humanity here, but passing through the disk would give the AI enough data about planet formation to upgrade one of its scanners. It is a dangerous region, however, and passing through would risk collision with a planetesimal. Blank. Change course to pass through the disk.
I'm going to pass through the disk anyway, because I'm going to live dangerously.
Black, the Siege ship observes the gravitational interactions of a group of planetesimals and passes through the disk safely. Black, continue.
Good. So the gravity scanner has now been upgraded, which helps.
With landing. No previous
the other one.
with the atmosphere, 1, 1 the gravity, 1, 8 the temperature, 8 the water, 1 the resources, 1.
So no, it's just the temperature and the water that hasn't been upgraded yet.
Blue pound cut, with 1 rose and 2, with 5 row marginal, rabbit can fail. Temperature hot, water none, resources with cow moon 1.
No water.
No previous shutdown. Blank. Collision in moments it will be permanent in ship's electronics with random signals. The water scanner is malfunctioning moments it...
Now, for scanners, if you don't shut down, for any system, it's going to only do a small amount of damage. So I'm going to not shut down and just make it damage itself, because I don't want to risk any more damage to, just in case any other system would get hit. Because the scanners... There's too many of them, and if one of them dies, it doesn't really matter that much.
With 7 rows landing, 100.
Oh, no.
No previous traffic.
Oh, what?
With 7 with 1 row and 3 columns, colonists. With 7 at 1 lap, 8 lap, 10, 8 lap, 92.
92, okay.
Continue. Move on, no net.
Okay, new planet.
With 5 rows, marginal. Gravity moderate, temperature very cold.
No.
With how move on. Blank. Upgrade the gravity
Let's
scanner
upgrade
upgrade
that.
The temperature scanner to work at long range.
So now it's just going to be the water scanner.
Continue. Blank scanner. Sending fragments of as it enters the new system. The sea space. The resources scanner.
Oh,
with
no.
With 1 with the atmosphere, 100. The gravity, 188. The temperature, 188. The water, 92. The resources, 198. Minus 2.
Okay, so it's only 2% damage.
Continue.
So all the scanners are now damaged. Besides that,
938
colonists.
With landing, 100, the construction, 100,
everything else is fine.
Scientific, 100, the cultural, 100,
which is good, because the scanners should take the most damage.
With 5 rows breathable. Gravity high. Temperature moderate. Water. Planet wide ocean. Resources.
Please.
Poor.
Oh, okay. It's still poor resources. But that does mean that it may be viable. And since the construction system is still at 100%, it doesn't really matter.
With launch surface probe.
Let's see.
Continue. Blank. As the surface probe approaches the planet, it scans the planet's moon and finds that it is rich in metals and other useful resources.
Ooh.
Continue.
Okay.
Blank. Continue. Blank. The probe finds alien plants. It tests a sample and finds that some of them were humans. Blank.
Good.
Continue.
Edible plants, again.
The probe
Very
encounters
good.
Numerous animals. After analyzing their behavior, it concludes that they pose a significant threat to human colonists.
Oh, no.
Blank. Continue.
That alone is enough to get me to abandon this planet, because dangerous animals can kill over half the population in one blow. So, it's... And if there's only a tiny bit of colonists left, that's going to kill the cultural score. That's going to make it, like, warring states or something like that, instead of a normal working democracy or something.
Continue.
So...
That the ruins left are vanished intelligent species. The ruins contain advanced technological artifacts, some of which are still functioning, and scientific databases that could be decoded. Blank. Continue.
That doesn't mean that... No, I'm gonna leave.
Blank. Continue. The surface probes with that continue. No, next.
I'm gonna get out of here because the dangerous animals are dangerous. So... Yeah, and I could, in theory, get a planet with rich resources, so I wouldn't need a metal-rich moon accompanying the poor resource planet,
no,
if
link.
That makes sense.
Push the main engine past jettison 43 sleep chambers.
Okay, another 43. Bye-bye.
Continue.
Sooner or later, I'm going to have to stop doing that, because we're reaching the limit of how many colonists we can eject before things get bad.
No, next link. Move on. With 5 marginal, high, hot, one on.
No, that was terrible.
Blank probe and disk continue. Blank probe as it enters the new system. The seed ship is struck by a micrometeorite. It hits one of the surface probes and destroys it.
Oh, yay.
Blank.
So we have 8 surface probes now, I think.
Continue. With what? With 5 rows scanning. Atmosphere breathable. Gravity high. Temperature moderate. Water. Planet-wide ocean. Resources poor.
Okay, same case here.
With 1 row and 2
Let's launch surface probe.
Continue. Blank with 1 row as the surface probe approaches the planet, it scans the planet's moon and finds that it is a recently captured asteroid in an unstable orbit. In a few decades, the moon will come close enough to the planet to break up, and the surface will be bombarded with fragments.
Same thing here. There's a bunch of stuff, including plants, animals, geology, and moons that may cause half of the population of the colonists to die immediately upon landing.
Continue.
So,
no, next.
Continue. It doesn't matter what else they say,
no, next.
I'm gonna
Continue.
Get out of here.
No, next.
Because
no.
It just won't work.
Move on.
No. I know this because I tried landing on some of this stuff and I just wouldn't recommend it.
Upgrade the gravity.
I mean, what I could do is show you what happens if you land on the worst, a really really bad planet and just get a score of 0. I never did that until
Blank.
I think I when I started playing, I didn't really know what I was doing, and maybe I did it first, like once,
With
but
7 rows and 3 atmosphere, 1.
I just wouldn't do it.
100, gravity 188, the temperature 188, the water 92, the resources 1.
Okay, so I need to upgrade the water scanner, and then
Upgrade the water scanner to work at long range.
it will be complete. One cycle of the upgrades are going to be complete
Go
now.
next, preserve the construction system.
Oh no.
The Seed Ship's body is designed to form the core of an initial settlement once it has landed on an alien planet, so the landing and construction systems share many components. As the Seed Ship ages, these components are starting to decay, but the AI can focus on preserving the landing system or the construction system. Blank. With wings at
Okay,
188, with land, what land construct 100.
so they're both at 100. I'm going to preserve the landing system because if the landing system is not preserved, it will suffer. There may be dead colonists and damage to the construction system and to the databases. Mostly the databases are the really annoying part if the landing system's damaged. And the construction system's only used if the planet doesn't have perfect conditions. So I'm going to
Preserve the
preserve the
landing
landing
system.
system and let the construction system die.
Blank. The AI focuses on preserving the landing system and allows the construction system to decay. With 7 atmosphere, what with 7 land, what black and 69.
Oh no, that took off a huge amount.
Continue.
That's not good. So now if there's too many, okay, but not good, just okay stats, I'm probably gonna have to move on.
With 1 row and with 5 rows, marginal gravity high, temperature cold, water ice covered, resources rich.
Like that, there's four of them. That's too many. Even if I find any protection towards that, it may still have a huge impact on how many colonists are going to die. So I'm going to get out of here.
With found loop on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get out of here. I could do better. I mean, the census could do better.
Let the atmosphere scanner fail.
Oh no.
Each time the Seed Ship departs from a star system, its scanners are recalibrated so that they continue to return accurate information. The recalibration system is now decaying with age and is no longer able to maintain them all. The AI must choose which of the scanners it will allow to fail. Blank. With
Okay.
1 with 7 atmosphere, 1, 100, the gravity, 188, the temperature, 188, the water, 192, the resources, 198.
I'm going to
Let
let
the water scanner fail.
the water scanner fail. Now, the landing and construction system thing does medium damage to either one. This same thing here. Medium damage to the scanner as well. So it's going to do 15 to 35 damage to the scanner.
As the Seed Ship accelerates into space, the water readings from the system it is leaving become clouded with noise. With 7 rat water right that take the water 66.
66%.
Continue.
Okay.
With 5 rows. Marginal gravity moderate, temperature moderate, water planet-wide, ocean resources poor.
Okay. That's still good enough, I would say.
With 1 row, launch surface
Let's
probe.
launch a surface probe. How many surface
With 1
probes
with
do we
7 rows,
have?
atmosphere with land 1 black, consider that 8 of black, sick can black, acid with surface probe 7.
Seven.
Move on. Found with 1 row and 2. Continue. Blank. The AI runs the probe's images of the surface through its aesthetic analysis routine and determines that humans would find the planet outstandingly beautiful.
Ooh.
Blank. Continue.
Good.
Blank.
That's good. That's gonna help.
Continue. Black. Humans. The probe finds alien plants. It tests a sample and finds that some of them would be edible for you. Blank. Continue.
Good.
The probe investigates some of the possible structures that the Seed Ship observed from orbit and finds that they are ruins left by a vanished intelligent species. The ruins include great monument and writings that could reveal much about the vanished civilization. Blank.
So there's a few different types of ruins. There's three, actually. There's high-tech ruins, which you've seen before. There's monumental ruins, which help culture instead of scientific. And there's dangerous ruins, which don't have anything in them and could potentially kill a bunch of colonists. So, yeah. I th think
Continue.
this stuff is actually going
Blank.
pretty
Consider that
well.
the surface probe's mission is complete
So,
with monetary out-surface
let's
features,
see. We have
outstanding beauty,
outstanding beauty,
edible plants,
edible plants,
monumental
and
ruins.
monumental ruins.
Blank.
I'm gonna land.
Continue. No next. No next. Found no pre-glue one.
Because
Found
this
colony.
isn't too bad. It could be worse, it could be better, but this is
Rumor
okay.
confirmed. Atlantis. They build a mammoth planet-wide ocean, but the landing system controls the Seed Ship's descent, and it splashes gently down in planet-wide ocean. The surviving colonists wake from their sleep chambers and survey their new home. The ship floats on the surface of an ocean that stretches to the horizon, a pale blue sky. They build a memorial to the 105 colonists who did not survive the journey and name their new world Atlantis because all its sand is sunk beneath its planet-wide ocean. Atlantis continue. Blank. Extract drinking Wukum Road. The colonists begin constructing a settlement with the aid of the seed ship's damaged construction robots.
Now, you'll see how many more colonists die.
They can leave the ship wearing minimal breathing gear and light clothing in the comfortable temperatures, but breathing gear failures lead to 43 colonists asphyxiating. They can move easily under the Earth-like gravity. The colonists farm the floating vegetation for food and extract drinking water from the ocean. Blank, continue.
Yeah, it's instead of like 10 of them, it was 43 of them.
Planet's demise, even before they can translate the nearby ruins. The explorers study the sculptures, friezes, and alien writings that fill the ruins. Even before they can translate the writings, they learn much about the culture and the reasons for its demise, knowledge that will help guide them in creating their own culture on this new world. Plan continue.
Now, there are even better levels of scientific and cultural achievement that you only get if your culture or scientific level is above 100%, which can happen.
Blank technology. Blank. Information on how to make use of what there is. The colonists transition to a medieval level of technology. Blank.
So if your planet is poor in resources and has no moon on it, it automatically starts with a medieval level of technology, unfortunately.
Continue.
That's just the way it goes.
Choice of government. The cultural database contains a wealth of historical information to help losses sustained by the colonists make building a new society more difficult. The planet's outstanding natural beauty makes life there more pleasant, helping the colonists to build a better society. The colonists use the surviving cultural database to guide them in the creation of a republic based on freedom and equal rights. Blank.
This is what happens when you get about 100% culture in the medieval world. Starting from, I think you get from Bronze Age all the way up to the Industrial Age, you have this, and then after the Atomic Age, it changes to a post-scarcity utopia instead of an egalitarian republic.
Continue. Plan guided humanity to its new home. Subruplus in Atla, we have outstanding monumental ruins. The Atlantis' ocean stretches to the horizon, a pale blue sky. The colonists live in stone-walled cities with buildings sealed against the planet's harsh environment, on platforms floating on planet-wide ocean.
Oh yeah, I forgot to read the text on the last one.
The cities are built around parliament buildings, where assembly of citizens rule for the good of all. In the first city stand monuments to the 105 colonists who did not survive the journey, the 43 more who died building the first settlement, and the seed ship AI that guided humanity to its new home. Planets visited. Blank. Planets visited. 14. Blank.
There were times where I visited over 25 planets, and there were times where I got one very, very quickly, like in five planets. So it's completely random how much you need to keep going. And the more lucky you get in finding a planet that's good, the better your score is probably going to end up being, because, you know, if your luck strikes, you may find an extremely good planet very early on, which sometimes does happen.
With 13 rows and 2 columns score, planet atmosphere 250, planet gravity 500, planet temperature 500, planet water 250, planet resources 250.
So there's two 500s in this case.
Survivors after landing 895, survivors after settlement construction 852, final technology level medieval 1250.
So instead of 2000, it's 1250 because medieval is less.
Final culture egalitarian republic. 2000.
But Egalitarian Republic gives you 2,000 points.
Surviving scientific database 10,600. Surviving cultural database.
And the scientific database already starts with 60 instead of 100 because that's what the culture is based on.
Base 10,1160.
Oh wow, 116%.
Total 8,507. Blank.
Unfortunately, the fact that this is a medieval thing and not an industrial, atomic, or information age means that you won't get enough points, and 8,500 is about the most that you'll get.
With 13 rows and 2 columns, 8,507, blank.
As you did there.
Title screen.
So, 8,500 is unfortunately out of my range of the, or at least I think so. What I'm going to do is keep going, do at least one game where I get a planet with rich resources so I can get about 10,000 and show you that. I may even have to pause.
No next link, no previous link. New game. Continue. Skip intro. Move on. No next, no previous. No green, avoid the comet. Blank, avoid the comet. Land of the ship that fragment hit one of the smaller fragments, and then hit collision course with the construction system. Avoid the comet. Continue, blank, the seed ship changes course, but an ice fragment tears through the gravity scanner. Blank.
Now, if something hits the surface probes, it always only hits one, and only kills one of them. No more, no more, no less.
With Atmos 1 per lab, 86.
86, oh
continue.
No. Doesn't sound
Blue
good.
One. Found colony. With breathable, from moderate to moderate, what race?
Ah, oh, so close. I was just about to, oh.
Without Blue One.
Oh well.
No pre, no next link, blank, before it joins them again in sleep.
Oh.
Deep in space, the AI wakes suddenly to an alert from the medical monitoring program. It anxiously checks the colonists, but finds that there is no problem, and the alert was a glitch. Nevertheless, the AI spends some time watching its sleeping charges, reassuring itself that they are all alive, before it joins them again in sleep. Blank, continue.
That's an interesting one.
With one, with 5 rows marginal. A marginal rank very low. We found Moon 1. Are likely to have desirable plan.
Okay.
Upgrade the atmosphere scanner to...
So the only thing that's been damaged so far is the... the gravity scanner, and that's about it. So I'm gonna upgrade the atmosphere scanner.
Rotate so it hits the rim.
Oh, this one sucks.
An alarm wakes the AI from its hibernation. A rogue asteroid is on a collision course with the ship. The automatic navigation system has failed to avoid it and has woken the AI to make the split-second decision of how to deal with the impact. The asteroid is about to hit the atmosphere scanner. There is no time to avoid it entirely, but if the AI fires the maneuvering thrusters to rotate the ship, it will instead hit the resources scanner.
Now, if any of those systems are like the scientific or the cultural database or something really like that, then it's even worse. If it's the scanners, it could be better. It could be worse.
Blank.
If the surface probes is an option, then always choose that one, because the surface probes, you have enough of them as it is.
Allow it to hit the atmosphere scanner.
I'm going to allow it to hit the atmosphere scanner, I think.
Blank. The asteroid tears into the atmosphere scanner, sending fragments spinning away into space. Blank. And with 1,000 blank with atmosphere, 170.
70.
Gravity, 86 blank temperature, 1 blank water, 1 blank resources, 100.
Okay.
Continue. With 5 row scanning. Atmosphere, breathable, gravity, high. Temperature, hot, water, oceans, resources, none.
No.
With found move on.
So close.
Moments it will be permanently damaged. The siege ship, the AI wakes to a siege ship's electronics with random signals. The landing system is malfunctioned.
Landing system.
Shut down.
Blank.
Collision that the F has passed, and to its relief a systems check reveals no damage. Continue.
Good.
With 5 no previous scanning. Atmosphere scanning. A scanning. A scan failed.
No.
Gravity moderate. Temp hot. Water trace.
Doesn't matter.
With found move on. Blank. Dozens of light years. The next star chosen by the guidance system is on the other side of a great void, with no stars for dozens of light years. The AI hibernates for the millennia-long journey through utter emptiness. Blank. Continue.
I don't think space travel actually works like this, but I have absolutely no idea how it works, and most people don't know how it works, so really, it's complete fantasy at this point.
With 5 row breathable, gravity very high.
No.
With power move on. Blank, the guidance system will seek with 7 row atmosphere, 170, blank gravity, 80, blank temperature, 1 blank water, 1 blank resources.
So, I'm going to do the resources scan this time.
Emergency course change, plow through the dust,
I'm going to change course, thank you.
Continue. With 5 rows and scanning, atmos scanning, a scanning, a scan failed. See, gravity very low, we found move on. According to some sensors, there is something a change course.
I'm going to change course again, because I don't want to be damaged.
Continue.
Sometimes you'll be just locked out of using your upgraded scanners for more than a few turns.
Can fail. Right, very low.
Really?
One.
Fine.
Blank. Jettison the entire affected area.
Ooh, this one's bad.
The AI wakes to an impulse from the damaged sensors. It is deep in empty space, but something unseen is damaging the temperature scanner. Turning its scanners on itself, it sees a patch of what looks like silver fluid eating away at the metal. The AI guesses that it is a space-based life form, or a swarm of self-replicating alien nanobots, which has drifted through space until it happened to hit the seed ship. Blank. Left unchecked, the plague could eventually consume the entire seed ship. The surest way to remove it would be to jettison the entire affected area, but that would cause severe damage. Temperature scanner. Alternatively, the AI could activate a surface probe and have it attempt to surgically remove the plague. Blank. Jettison the entire affected
now,
area.
Now, problem is, jettisoning the entire affected area would basically almost kill the temperature scanner, but if the probe is too late, it may actually cause more systems to die, or it may just make everything, a little bit better. I am going to jettison the affected area because I'm a little bit scared to hurt any of the other systems.
Jettison the entire affected area. plan, the AI finds the explosive bolts at the couple every potentially affected module of the temperature scanner. The machinery drifts away, gradually melting into undifferentiated silver globs of alien nanites. Blank, continue. With one row, with seven row atmosphere, 1/7 the gravity, 86 the temperature, 38.
38.
Minus 62.
Yeah.
100 the resources, 100 the 100 watt, minus 38. Continue.
So, I'm definitely going to be upgrading this one next.
Move on, no next link. With fibro scanning, atmosphere breathable, gravity low, temperature cold, water trace.
Oh, it's still scanned.
With how move on.
Not that it matters, because there was a trace
upgrade
water.
The gravity scanner to work at,
I'm going to do the temperature scanner next.
Don't shut down. Shut down.
Oh,
gravity
no.
Damage. A surge of supernova radiation crackles through one of the surface probes.
Now, there's text. If you've encountered the same scene twice, it'll give you a little bit of a shorter description because you already know what's happening. I'm not going to shut down. I'm going to let the surface probe die.
Shut, don't shut down.
Because I don't care.
Blah, the AI keeps apart. Continue. Blah, the AI keeps its focus on the collision avoidance system while the surface probe tears itself apart. Continue. With five rows scanning, atmosphere breathable, gravity low, temperature scan fail, water, ice-covered surface, resources, rich.
Yes, now it's just up for the surface probe to tell me if there's a, what the temperature is.
With one row launch surface probe.
Let's see.
With five rows breathable, ice-covered water, very cold.
Very cold, oh no.
Continue.
So, as you can see, sometimes if the scanner decides not to work, then, if that'll be the only bad one in the group because the upgrades don't work, then, well, yeah, it's a little bit problematic.
Nope, no next link. Continue.
So
no
I'm just going to click
continue. No next continue. No next continue. Found come move on.
And move on.
Nope, rechange course to pass through the disk.
Yep, let's upgrade a planet.
The seed ship observes the gravitational scanner. Interactions of a group of planetesimals. Buton of the whirling planetesimals hits the resources scanner.
But one of them, I think.
Blank, continue with 1000 blank, with atom scanner, atmosphere, 170, the gravity, 186, the temperature, 138, the water, 100, the resources, 166.
Ooh, that's not good.
My surface row 8, blank, with landing, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, gravity moderate, temperature cold, water, ice caps, resources poor. Ice cap water, cold to moderate, moderate to cold water, ice caps.
Could be better, but it could be worse.
Launch surface probe.
So, let's launch surface probe and see what we have.
Continue. As the surface probe approaches the planet, it scans the planet's moon, but finds that it is devoid of useful minerals. Plan continue.
Okay, so that's a completely not really useful thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything.
Plan, the probe finds alien plants. It tests a sample and finds that some of them would be edible for humans. Plan continue.
Good.
Plan, the surface probe's mission is complete. Plan continue.
Okay, so unfortunately, we're just going to get another normal egalitarian republic.
No next
thing. I think.
Found colony.
Let's just do the colony.
Move confirm.
And
utopia. Continue. Continue. No next. No pre. Continue. Title screen. That with 8,600.
8,600. So no one died. So it's like a completely full
with
score
one.
without any rounding errors. It's very round because it ends in 00.
Common edible plants. Blank. Consider the citizens rule for them. No, with 13 planet atmos, 1,250, 2,600, surviving 1,000, to 8,600.
So yeah, 8,600. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the recording and only give you events that we haven't seen before.
No next link, no previously, no next link. New game.
Because that may actually be interesting.
Skype,
and also, I'm going to see if I can get to a situation where I may get a better score than 8,600. Most of the time, of course, it's really the resources scanner that helps in this regard. Okay, let's pause and see what happens.
Pause.
Okay, first event of the game, and it's already a new one. This one's interesting.
The AI wakes to a wall of blinding brightness. The siege ship's course has taken it close to a supergiant star that has proved to be far hotter than the guidance system anticipated, and the ship is gathering heat faster than the radiator fins can radiate it away. The AI must shut down a part of the heat regulation system before the entire system catastrophically fails. Blank. Allow the sleep chambers to overheat. Allow the scanner module to overheat. Allow the landing construction module to overheat. Allow the data storage module to overheat. With one row.
So there's four different things you can select from, and of course I'm going to select the scanners because the scanners
allow,
can
allow,
be
allow
damaged
scanner
much
module.
More than any of the other ones. And it only damages one, and it only does small damage.
The AI channels excess heat into the scanner module. The heat regulation system recovers as the ship moves away from the super hot star, but not before the heat has damaged the atmosphere scanner. With said atmosphere 88.
So it's 88%.
Gold wave. Gold pause.
Okay, I've upgraded the atmosphere scanner, and this is our third event. And it's another new one. This is really cool.
The AI wakes to an alert from the sleep chambers. A malfunction has caused 46 of the sleep chambers to prematurely begin their revival process, thousands of years from the nearest star. Blank, the sleep chambers were not designed with a way to halt the revival process. The AI can attempt it, but it would likely lead to the deaths of the colonists. On the other hand, the siege ship was not designed with any way to accommodate humans outside of the sleep chambers. Blank, try to halt the revival process. Use the construction system to build a habitat for the awoken colonists. With one rose and...
Now, the safest way to get rid of this is if your construction system is still fine, which mine, of course, is. So, I'm going to use the construction system to build a habitat for the awoken colonists.
The construction robots build a small habitat on the side of the seed ship, like the habitats would build on an Ellis planet. The colonists wake to find that their new home is a sterile, gravity-less bubble in interstellar space. Blank, the colonists were chosen and trained for their ability to live in whatever environment the seed ship found for them, and they managed to adjust even to this claustrophobic new home. They even chronicle their experiences, creating a melancholy tale of a tiny community hanging in the infinite void between the old world and the new, and save it to the cultural database in the hope that other humans will one day remember them. Blank, with their community established, the colonists try to find ways to help the seed ship on its journey, using environment suits provided by the construction system and information from a scientific database. They mount expeditions to repair some of the damage the seed ship has sustained during its journey. After years of experimentation, they even manage to repair their original sleep chambers and return to hibernation to await the new world.
So there's a chance that they may actually die and just not come back, but in this case, they stayed where they were, and they will be useful again as units in the colony when the colony is done.
Blank, continue.
So, now let's look at the status. We have 1,000.
With 7 atmosphere, 196, 8.
So, the atmosphere scanner has now been upgraded.
Gravity 100, temperature 99, 6.
And the temperature scanner has been updated.
Water 100, resort 100, acid 10, black with 100, 100, 8, anti 100, black cultural 110, 10.
And we have 10% plus culture as well.
Continue.
Okay, let's keep going.
Gold wave. Pause.
Okay, so we have a... upgraded atmosphere and upgraded gravity. No, an upgraded resources. And here is our next new event, which is a little bit annoying. In fact, really annoying.
Seed ship. The seed ship's computer systems are shielded, multiply redundant, designed to work for millennia. But the incessant sleet of cosmic radiation is nevertheless taking its toll. Storage areas are failing, and soon there will not be enough space to store all the data that has survived so far. The AI can move data out of the most damaged sectors to protect either the scientific or cultural database, but not both. Save the scientific data, save the cultural database.
So, who do I click on? I'm going to save the scientific... Wait, should I? Yeah. I'm going to save the scientific database, because the cultural is just much more prone to failing anyway, and it has to do with the resources of the planets, because if your scientific database is too low to begin with, then even if your planet is at rich resources, it doesn't matter. You'll still get a worse scientific rating with like less technology. So I'm going to save the scientific database.
Plan. The AI moves data to save the scientific database, and sectors containing the cultural database gradually fail. Cultural guidance for new colonists, records of human history, great paintings, novels, symphonies, video games all lost forever in the dark. Blank.
I like how it mentions video games.
Continue. With 85.
Okay, so that's the least damage that could possibly do. Thank God. Okay, so it's still at 85. That's not too bad.
Pause.
Okay, so I started launching a surface probe, and since my temperature scanner is at 83%, it scan failed, but it concluded with the surface probe that the temperature is okay. So there's 3 okay attributes and 2 good attributes, the gravity and the resources, in which case, as I said, resources being good is going to be very beneficial to my score. So let's do some surface probing.
Black metals and other useful resources.
Black. Okay, there's even a better moon.
Continue.
That helps.
Black human. The probe finds alien plants. It tests a sample and finds that they would all be highly poisonous.
No! Jam it.
Continue. No next link. Continue. And the surface probe's mission is con-
I don't think this is gonna help. It's gonna make it worse. I don't really want to land on a planet where there's poisonous plants or dangerous animals or unstable moons or anything like that, because it will kill the cultural score too much. Way too much. It's not worth it. I'm gonna have to keep going.
Go away. Pause. Seek Shinonet, found Lumon. Allow it to hit the sleep chambers. Rotate so it hits the surface probes. Continue. With 7 with a surface 8. No next link. No next. Lumon. With fast scanning. Atmosphere marginal. Gravity moderate. Temperature scan failed. Water ice covered surface. Resources rich.
Same thing.
With 1 row and 2 columns. Nope. With no previous margin. Gram moderate. Very cold. No next, continue, no next, continue, no next, continue, no next, continue, no next, no next, no next, found Lumon. Change course. Plan mean changing course and there are change course. Continue. With 5 rows and scanning, atmosphere non-breathable with found Lumon. Upgrade the temperature with 1 row and 3 with atmosphere 190 sigla, gravity 190 sigla, temperature 83 the water, 100 resources, 100 upgrade the water, upgrade the temperature. No next, ignore the protoplanetary change course to pass. Plan the seed ship observes a young planet made of nearly pure iron, Pluton of the whirling planet as it hits the atmosphere scanner. With 7 rows and fast scanners, atmosphere 171, gravity 96, plan temperature 83 the water, 100 resources, 100. No next, continue. No net Lumon found colony. With 5 rows atmosphere. Scanning. Atmosphere. Scan failed. Dry high. To hot. Water planet wide ocean with rich. With 1 rows and. With no preview marginal. A margin dry high to hot planet continue. Plan with 1 rows and black continue. No next continue. No net continue. Continue. No neck continue. No neck found colony. With 1 unstable moon. Found Lumon. No net. No preview. No next link blank. Continue. Black colonists have died in their sleep. Go away. Pause. Seek, no next, continue. No net, move on, found colony. With 5 marginal, dry low, to cold, ice covered surface rich.
Jamet.
With 1 row and 2 columns, launch surface probe. Continue. Continue, no next, continue, no net, found colony. With 1 edible plant, dangerous ruins, blank, found move on.
Nope.
No
net,
no green, shut off 46 sleep chambers to preserve power. Go gold wave. Pause. Seek, no neck, move on. With 5 marginal, from moderate temperate hot, what planet wide is rich, with launch surface probe. Moon. With set atmosphere 1. With landing 88, the 100, the 8 scientific 91, the 85. Move on, found with 1 row, no previous link. Continue, no neck, no previous, no neck. Continue, no neck, found colony. With 1 iron moon, plant life, monumental ruins, blank, found colony, blank. Go away, seek ship, good, found colony. Moon confirm. Go away. Pause. Seek, no next, no previous link. New game. Skip inch. No next link, move on. No net, no previous. Shut down. Black at all moments it will be. Seek ship's electronics with random signals. The water scanner is mouth shut, don't shut. With 7, with at 1, that rabbit, 1, that at 1, that 1, at minus 93. No next, continue. No net, move on, found cop. With 1, with 5D, scanning, atmosphere, non-breathable. With found, move on. No preview, avoid the comet. Plan of the then hit one collision course with the resources scanner. Avoid the cop. Blank. The seed ship changes course, but a nice fragment steers through the gravity scanner. Blank. With 7 row at 100 at 92. Mte 1 war 90 blank 93. No neck continue. No neck. Lumon found colony with 5 toxic. With found Lumon. No pre upgrade the atmosphere scanner. No neck continue. Blah before it joins them again in sleep. Continue. Lumon found colony with 5 marginal. Brass scanning. Gravity scan failed. Very hot. With found Lumon. No preview reply with an interspecies greeting and allow the craft to match course. Gold wave. Pause. Seek. Continue. No next slip with 5 scanning. Atmosphere breathable from very high. With found Lumon. No pre-change course. Plan mean changing color change. Continue. With 5 rows and 2 cot 350 PM corrosive. With found Lumon. Upgrade the temperature scanner to with 1 row 1000 with atmosphere 92 the gravity 90 the temperate 1 the blank water 9 the resources. Upgrade the resources. Continue. The colonists have died in Nestle not forever. Colony 29. Continue. No neck. With 5 rows scanning. Atmosphere. Breathable. Dry high. Very hot. With our moon. No preview. Keep the scanners running. Fly blind. Contra damage. It's relief when it judges that it is out of danger and reactivates the scanners. There is no. Continue. With 5 rows scanning. Atmosphere. Scan failed. Dry very high. With our moon. Avoid the comet. Plan unpredictably. AI can allow it to hit the sleep chambers. Avoid. Black the seed shilank system construction with landing 100 black construct 91 black SI 100 cultural 100 continue with 5 rough scanning atmosphere marginal rough scanning gravity moderate very hot No previously we found column, move on. Upgrade the gravity scanner with 1 row 900 with an anti-plank, run 92, but 1/3 warm anti-plank is a 100 with a 93, upgrade the temperature, upgrade the gravity, no net, jettison 19 sleep chambers. Continue. With 1 minus 952, continue, no net, move on. With fight scanning atmosphere, breathable, high, very cold. With how, move on. No breathe, allow it to hit the atmosphere scanner. Rotate so it hits the landing system. Allow it to hit. Continue with atmosphere 57. Gravity blank. 92. That temp. 1/3 that water. 93. Water. Water. That and gravity. 1. That temp. 1. That water. Now that resources. 1. No next. Click. Continue. No net. Move on. With fight scanning. Atmosphere. Scanning. At scanning. Atmosphere. Scan failed. Dry moderate. Very hot. With and move on. No pre-plow through the dust. Emergence. Con. With what with. Scanning, at scanning, at scanning, at scanning, at scan, at scan failed, very low. With a move, upgrade the temp with 1 row and 3 columns, colonists. 900 that with set atmosphere 57 gravity, 90 that temperature, 1/3 that water, 90 that resource, 1/3 upgrade the water, no neck, jettison the probe, attempt, jettison the probe, with 7 rows and with 10, so 10, jettison the probe, continue. No neck, move more found with 1 row and 2, with 5 scanning, atmosphere, marginal, high, very hot. With found, move on. No previously let the cultural database fail. Attempt to reinforce it using a surface probe. Let the cultural database fail. With we landed 1 lakh and snap lakh apes and 100 lakh 90. Continue. No next move found with what with 5 scanning atmosphere scanning atmosphere scanning atmosphere scan fail rahai to hot what planet wider report. With launch surface moon. Vegetate land found blank. With landing 100 lakh 91. Construction and lakh apes and 100 lakh 90. Move on. Save the scientific database. Continue with atmosphere. We land 1 black and nada lab 8 scientific 100 lakh 56. Continue. No neck. Move found with 5 scanning. Atmosphere. Scanning. Atmosphere. Scan failed. See rat low. Tet very cold. With a move on. Upgrade the gravity scanner to work. Upgrade the temperature scanner to work at long range. With set atmosphere 57 lab 92 lab temperature 1/3 water 1 and lab resources 1/3 fly blind. Can plan away at the cultural database. With land what like an ad base at 100 the cult 53. Continue. No net move on. With 1 rose at with scanning atmosphere. Scanning. Scan failed. From moderate hot. Planet wider rich. With 1 rose and 2 columns long. With corrosive. Can no next. Continue. No next. Continue. No next. Found column move on. Preserve the landing system. Preserve the construction system. With atmosphere 5 with landing. 100 like a 91. Preserve the preserve the landing system. With 7 atmosphere with 1/3 lakh 62, continue, no net move more found, with 5 scanning, atmosphere, scanning, scanning, atmosphere, marginal, moderate, hot, oceans, report, with how move on, let the temperature scanner fail, no previous link, attempt to reinforce it using a surface probe, that the probe will be coming anew to continue, with 7 surface, 7, no net, no move found, no previous, with 1 rows and 2 columns anomaly, with 5 scanning, atmosphere, scan fail, low, tech old, wise covered, so rich, with 1 row, with breathable. Low techo ice is rich. Continue. Continue. No next. Continue. Continue. No next. Continue. No next. Found colony. With one outstanding ugliness. Plant life. High tech ruins. Blank. Blank. Cold gold wave. Pause. Siege. No next. New get. Can skip it. No next. Move on. No next. No previously. Continue. No pre-land. Dozens of light years. The AI continue. Move on. Found colony. With fast scanning. Atmosphere. Marginal. Low. Very cold. With a move, no pre, continue. The fragments of machinery glitter velocity to pierce the siege space database. Cultural, with that one, that the best one for the culture 90. Continue, no net move found top with launch surface, with no pre corrosive. With move, no pre upgrade the atmosphere, no next allow it to hit the construction, avoid the comet. Blank of the ship, that frag blank, the siege ship blank, scanner, atmosphere, with atmosphere 99. Continue, no net move on found colony, with fight scanning. Atmosphere, breathable, very high. With a move on, no pre allow the scanner module to overheat. Can glass scanner, ship move scan temperature. With atmosphere at lab 1 at temp 91. No next continue. No net move on found with fast scanning. Atmosphere scanning. Atmosphere. Breathable. High. Scan failed. Planet wide ocean ridge.
Oh.
With launch surface with 1 fat land with atmos 90 land gravity. What that temperature at water. What that resources. 1 for that so 10. That with that 1 for that. 1 for that base. 1 for that 90. Move more found with 1 rows and 2 columns. Launch. Continue. Continue. No next. Continue. Continue. No next. Continue. No next. Found colony. With 1 iron moon. Edible plants. Useful animals. Blank. With fine oak breathable. Raha temperate hot. What planet is rich. Gold wave.